the world.
Information and conversation. It's a good day when
it
you
is a good day.
Have a lot of different input. If you want to have some help, great marketing tools that cut through all the media chatter. Yesterday I sent you an email earlier this week about the there are different kinds of these email distribution services.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That are around now. And they help communicate any better. The problem is that we have so many of them. I guess my guy has done a good job at taking the spam, filtering it out. Sometimes you get a glitch where something that you really want to see, somebody sent to you with good intentions, gets filtered out and you lose it. And I don't, you know, how often does that happen? And do you know enough to go back and get it and retrieve it so that you won't lose it? And that does happen with, I don't know if regularity is the right word for it, but it does happen sometimes. And you have to just be aware. If somebody's going to send you something, and it may, if you don't have it, chances are, if they say they sent it to you, more often than not, it goes into a spam file or folder, and you have to go over and try to retrieve it in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, one of the things that you can do to avoid that, I guess, if you're trying to text message spamming, I don't think you have, do you have spam filters on the phone?
Not yet. No, there's not the critical mass at this point to have to to filter out some stuff. But you know, every now and then I will get a text. It's very, very, very few and far between. But every now and then I will get a text message from some service just saying, "Hi, check out this," and I'll be like, "How did you get my number?"
Yeah, right.
I'm very cautious about my cell phone number.
But in terms of promoting, if you have a business, you want your message to get directly to your clients. And your prospects, the cell phone info is we have a free connection to that. You can text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131 for a free trial on marketing using these cell phones, right?
Yep.
Keyword Doug to short code 313131 and see for yourself how fast it works. Doug. 313131. See that free trial on being able to promote to your audience. Later on in the hour, Rita Cosby, who's somebody that I've always liked, she wrote a book.
She's very cool.
Well, she's Bill Cosby's wife, right?
Right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just checking.
And that was that. That's why she wrote the first book that she wrote called Blonde Ambition. You may.
That's right. Remember.
Yeah. That was because she wanted everybody to know that Bill Cosby married a blonde. Anyway, she did write a book about her father, but it has more ramifications. She's been working since she wrote this book about her father. It's called Quiet Hero. She's been working in certain areas because she found out a lot of information that was critical when it comes to post-traumatic stress syndrome and the effects it has on troops that have come home from the theater of war. I want to talk to her about how it's affected women soldiers. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour here on Good Day. Right now, the first of what I'm going to guess, Richie, may be a number of visits to an area that we will, the culmination of the conversation will probably come at the new media seminar that you and I and many other talk people will attend in New York next month.
Yep.
And this, although I could be accused of being somewhat self-serving, that is not the reason for me to discuss what it is that will be more and more on people's minds as we are analyzing what has been called the fractionalization of this format, the desire for more civil conversation that still may be political. This program will not go back to what it was a number of years ago, and that was another political, it wasn't a rant and rave kind of a thing, but it was a more political program, and And I just wasn't comfortable with having discussions about politics, mostly because if I'm true to myself, my politics aren't, they're not easily describable. And therefore, I was, this sounds terrible to some, but I was ahead of Alex Jones when it came to that sort of stuff. And I didn't like the way it made me feel and the way it made the audience feel, because I don't have that kind of bombastic personality. I mean, I have a very unique personality, and I understand that, but I don't have the bombastic kind of, I don't want to listen to the criticism. Maybe I'm just thin-skinned. Whereas somebody like Alex Jones, he didn't.
Nah.
I mean, this guy gets pounded.
It's a challenge
and
to
he,
him.
But bring exactly, it. And it's his personality.
Yeah, bring it.
So is there room, though, for all of these different things under the same tent, this tent that we call conversation radio? I refer to it as listen radio. Most of the people in the media call it talk radio. There are the examples, the obvious examples of hyper-partisanship. But is there room for, and that's what's going to be discussed. We're going to talk about this, the many angles, the current state of the political talk field, and how it is appealing to people who are older, but not to people. That kind of stuff is not what younger people want to listen to. And I consider myself young at heart and young in many ways, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And so I'm not interested in going down. I think that it's like a lot of other things. There's an end, and most of us don't want to think about the end, thus the concern about the blood test that we were talking about earlier. But I just, why wouldn't you want to live your life and have it full of vim, vigor, and vitality and get every drop out of it you can, instead of sort of giving into the direness or the dourness or the desperation of what a lot of people who are so angry, my God, I'll admit to being angry about lots of stuff with good reason. But is it debilitating? And do you want it to be debilitating? Of course you don't. And so what I'm seeing and sensing here is that the force of discussion on the radio and in the new media is changing. And there are several, maybe three or four, perhaps five, really good examples nationally and locally of people who are not partisan. There are people who have been around a long time, Richie, you know them and I know them, who mm-hmm. are advisors.
Yep.
They are consultants.
We had one on the show yesterday.
Yep. Who say that you must be one or the other. Well, actually, he doesn't feel that way anymore. He used to, but he doesn't feel that way anymore.
Yeah.
If you're going to continue to grow, and businesses all have to grow, if the spoken word format is going to grow, then it has to be not just angry white guy, conservative, or political, left, right, whatever. But there's an audience for it, and it's a good audience, and mm-hmm. it's a strong audience.
It's a big audience.
And it needs to be serviced. But there's also, and this is the reason I'm talking about it, is because the news media tends to treat all of us who do this for a living as one and the same.
Yes.
Because they are
right-wing radio.
Just yeah. ridiculously stupid.
Yeah. Roberta, you are a right-wing radio
yeah.
host.
Right. Oh, good Lord.
In the eyes of the media.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Which could be the farthest thing from the truth.
Yes, indeed.
But it's the shallowness. Rush Limbaugh. It's the shallowness of this that leads me to always hope eternally. What is it? The one hope that springs
spring
eternal.
Spring hopes eternal.
Is that the lost art of conversation.
Hope springs eternal.
And even argument. We have true debaters, but not many of them on the air today. And there used to be some really good ones. And it's unfortunate. But I think that it isn't just about arguments. It's kind of offensive to have your point be made, or you make a point, and somebody else try to discredit you. I hear that all the time on the talk radio countdown show that I do, listening to these various people around the country doing these shows. They're yelling and screaming.
There's a difference, and you can spot it immediately, between those who rant and
yeah.
those who really think something through
right.
and lay their case and tell you that case in a story.
And the reason that the...
And those are the great ones.
They are, and there are not many of them. Nationally or locally.
Unfortunately, there are fewer.
Yeah. Stories are important, and they are good, and they themselves carry the message. But you have so many wannabes that are not that bright. And the reason that they're on the radio in some places is because they're cheap, because they aren't that bright. And, you know, if the smarter you are, the more money you make. Once in a while, there's an exception to that, depending on, you know, whether you're working. I'm working for myself, so it's not the same measure. But if you're working for somebody else, and but sometimes your intelligence gets away from you. Jay Severin's a good example of that in Boston. Very smart guy.
Very smart.
But his ego was so out of control.
He gets out of control sometimes.
And he lost his job because he didn't think. And plus the fact, even though we all talk about freedom of speech and the freedoms that we have to express ourselves, when you're working for somebody else, you're not going to have that freedom because they control the checkbook. They're going to tell you how they want you to approach things. If they're good, and you're good, there's a way of working together. If the management doesn't get the talent, or the talent doesn't get the management, they don't want to work together. I'm smarter than you. Leave me alone. Don't tell me what to talk about.
The suit's not going to tell me what to say.
But that's, fine. That's foolishness, though. It isn't fine. It's a good way to kill your career. In my circumstance, I don't work for anybody. I work for me. But I also am working for 400 radio stations that carry the program. And
one way or another. Those are your bosses. So I gotta have the listeners in the station.
Right. And I want to have them tell me what's right and what's wrong. Otherwise, I don't continue to be successful. Your customers will always tell you by what they're buying or what they aren't buying, what they like and what they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll vote with their pocketbook. And that's sort of what's happening here. The pocketbook is predicating because the advertisers don't want to be around all this controversy. And so there's another thought to this. And it is that we talked about it with the boomer bras yesterday in this time period, the business of being over 50 and not wanting to advertise to those people because they've already made up their mind about what they're going to buy. I don't think that's true anymore. I think that the buyer, no matter what his or her age, is very much in flux now because of the economy. And people will be open to new ideas, new suggestions about how to spend their money on whatever it is that they need to buy. And so I think that's going to change as well. And with that has to come new formats, or new approaches to the older formats. And I think you're going to see that happening. So we'll see. 19 after on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figure I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
She didn't care if the whole world broke. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was
really cool. Theme from Maud. Maud's husband, Walter, on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Bill Macy.
Guy with the mustache.
Yeah, who turned 89 as his day began today. 89-year-old Bill Macy, first birthday celebrant for this Wednesday, the 18th of May, on Good Day.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, Rich.
Do you miss TV themes since they don't have them anymore? It just goes right into the show. Remember all the classic themes, the Happy Days?
Right, not anymore.
Three's Company and I Love Lucy, none of that anymore.
Yeah, it's gonzo. Well, it costs money to create those themes.
It takes time. They take up time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do, and you have some themes, but they're not necessarily recognizable for some of the better shows. You all know when Law & Order is on.
Well, this is Mad Men.
Uh-huh, that's right. Bertram Cooper was the name of the character played by Robert Morse, Tony Award-winning actor, born in the state in 1931. He was first best known, I think, for How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And then he was in a number of other things, but he's now a part of Mad Men, right?
And he's that's right.
Yeah. Here's another guy who's been around a long time, Dwayne Hickman from the Dobie Gillis TV program. He played Dobie once in 1934. He was also in Cat Ballou, great movie with that Nat King Cole sang the theme for, starred Lee Marvin as a crazy gunslinger. I think Jane Fonda was in that movie too, if I remember correctly. So happy birthday to him on the occasion of his, 77th birthday?
Wow.
It's Brooks Robinson's, the great baseball Hall of Famer's birthday today.
Oh, yeah, old Baltimore Orioles.
Born in the state, 1937, yep. Reggie Jackson, another great baseball player, same birthday, the state, 1946, so he's 65 today. And then there's Joe Bonsall, who is one of the singers of the Oak Ridge Boys. You all like them, don't we?
Yes, we do.
This is a
classic country.
Even I do.
Even Roberta likes it.
Even I do, and I'm not a country gal.
Born in the state 1948, so Joe is 63. Is he one of the ones that we've talked to? We've had
conversation with him. Yeah, very nice guy.
Yep. Where the Soul Never Dies, talk about the good times, American Made, love song. Listen to that voice, Richie.
So deep and manly.
Yeah. All right, here we go. One of my faves, Richie.
There it it is.
One of the Tabaris brothers.
Disco pants on, swinging around the farm.
My God, this time. This will take up the rest of the birthday time. Butch is his name. He's in the middle. There are three and the mother, believe it or not. The mother was responsible for pushing these guys when they were kids. Now, this group's been around singing at the casinos and stuff for like 40 years, 35, 40 years. This guy's 63. Feliciano Tavares is his name. The brothers and mom called him Butch. So it wasn't like the Jacksons where the father pushed him. The mother pushed him. This is a big Portuguese community in New Bedford, and that's where the Tavares is the Portuguese name. But boy, can these guys move. Crank it up, Richie. I can't imagine somebody listening hasn't heard this song.
There's a rainbow over my shoulder. Woohoo! Where you
from above, it's like hell.
Okay, all right, there's enough of that.
Rick Wakeman, keyboardist with the group. Yes, didn't we have somebody from Yes on yesterday?
We did, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Happy birthday to who? Rick is 62 today, as is Bill Wallace, bass player for Guess Who. Another great rock band.
Oh, we got to get the next one in.
Mark Mothers, Mothers Bar. Singer with Devo, 61. I got George Strait to celebrate today. Richie is 59 today. Tina Fey is 41.
Affordable Care Act and how they may apply to you. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. HealthcareinU.org was set up by several leading organizations, including the American Medical Association, the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, AARP, the American Nurses Association, and the National Community Pharmacists Association. You can get free, detailed, timely updates on what's happening in your state. Check out Terms You Should Know. And the site's categories include people under and over 65, small business owners, and healthcare professionals. Videos help explain things, too. HealthcareinU.org also looks ahead at how the law will affect you in the coming years of its rollout through 2018. What you won't find is someone trying to sell you something. This is reliable, detailed information about the new healthcare law, the facts, and how they affect everyone. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is okay with us. Yes, Richie?
That's right.
Okay. Richie Fad is here, Roberta, Doug, and a lady that I have admiration for. I don't really know her well enough to say that I sort of fancied her without her not being embarrassed. But I've always thought, Rita, you were kind of, you were attractive. And in that way, there was a of something I'm not always as objective about people who I find attractive when it comes to listening to what they have to say and trying to objectively analyze what it is that you say. Do you know what I'm saying?
So are you asking me on a date now? Is this
I know you have reading in one of the trades that you have a boyfriend, so I wouldn't want to embarrass anybody, but
and 20 bodyguards and I will tell you, I adore you and I'm delighted to be with you today.
All right, you wrote this. We had you when the book first came out. I think I may have been one of the first people to put you on the air.
That's right, because we ran into each other. I remember at the Talkers Magazine.
Yeah, right. And so right away I wanted to have you on
and
get to the root of this story about your father. But now that it's been re-released in paperback, there's a different stroke here that I want to take with this, because you, in fact, have the information that you gleaned from putting this information together. We did the research for the book Quiet Hero. This is about your father. But you have since then gotten involved in the problems that military folks have with post-traumatic stress and this is something that I think is a real problem in our country, and we have not done a good job. Our leaders, let's put it this way, our leaders have done a horrible job, in my opinion, of dealing with people who come back from a theater of war, have problems. We either sweep them under the rug, we deny that they really have the problem, or in some way we dismantle their credibility so that we don't have to pay for what we need to pay for, that is taking care of these people. And what I find intriguing here, and when I was reading this material the other day, I really wanted to have you talk about women who have been in combat, who have been both men and women, now so much a part of the landscape. What have you found out about the long-term effects that confront women who have been in the service, women who have post-traumatic stress disorder?
You know, that's a great question, because PTSD, and they call it, they're trying to now sort of call it PTS. They hate the word disorder, which I think is actually lovely to drop that too. I agree. The effects are incredible. And the numbers are staggering, Doug. I mean, absolutely amazing. When you look at the numbers, they're believing just from Iraq and Afghanistan alone, 500,000 cases of post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm. And your father, by the way, your father was somebody who had this. That was part of what you wrote about.
Absolutely. And that's why I felt it was important to share the story, Doug, because and I've become a spokesperson for a number of different groups, one called the International Committee Against Mental Illness, mm-hmm. which is doing some of the top research in the country for women and men for post-traumatic stress. And as you point out, women have, you know, an incredible amount of it as well, because some of these women are now thrust into some very difficult situations. I've been over in Afghanistan. I've been in the Middle East. I mean, I'm familiar with these areas. And you go through, you know, it's a different culture, different, you know, some of the things that they're dealing with, Al-Qaeda. And needless to say, how is that not going to affect you as a person and as a mother, as a father? And it certainly affected my father. I mean, my father never talked about what he went through for 65 years. And growing up, Doug, he was so unemotional and so detached, and not just physical scars, but clearly emotional scars.
I remember we talked about that in terms of my former wife's father, who had been a bombardier on 54 missions over Western Europe. And in three of those 54, he came back either as the only guy in the plane that was still alive or one of two. I mean, this guy's a bombardier, and he had the plane got shot up and everybody was dead but him, and he had to fly the plane back and land it on a grassy knoll on the other side of the channel. I mean, he never flown a, and he never, ever talked about it until he was about 4 months away from his death.
And it's a common thing where a lot of these guys do not, and in my father's case, what I think is so incredible, my father remembers the place where he says he lost all emotion. And it's fascinating. We went back to Poland where he's from. You know, he was a teenager thrust into war. I mean, he was 13 when World War II came to him. But he remembers a scene where a tank exploded and his girlfriend at the time was on it, all his friends. 500 people were killed when this tank, they believe was probably rigged by the Germans, exploded. Huge crowded area. My father went back looking for, quote, a piece of his friends. And can you imagine what, though? He remembers the ground shaking and running back. And he said, when I went back and what I saw that day, I had to say to myself, I have to forget. I have to, you know, sort of emotionally become void because I need to keep fighting for my country. And had to mentally sort of psychologically block it all off. And my father's case is so fascinating, Doug, because he went from Ryszard Kozłowski, freedom fighter in Poland, to American Richard Cosby, like basically never even spoke about Poland, let alone, you know, his war experiences. I mean, he went to such an extreme because it was so traumatic.
I remember when you told us the story, because I got into this probing when you told me where your family was from. I said, where did the Cosby come from? And you said Kozłowski.
Yes, I know. Isn't that great? And in fact, I was named after a freedom fighter. I just learned out myself as
really?
Well. Isn't that I remember growing up, this woman, she was an Aunt Rita would come by, and, you know, this woman all dressed up and, you know, just this older lady. And I come to find out in the last year and a half that Aunt Rita was apparently a pretty gutsy freedom fighter in her day. And my father doesn't have any siblings. She was sort of his closest sibling. And so he decided to name me after her. And I thought that was great.
Yeah, what a great story that is. By the way, significant proceeds from the sale of Quiet Hero will go to the USO's Operation Enduring Care program. As an aside here, this is a whole different issue, but it maybe fits to a point. It just serves to underscore some worries that we all have. You know, this discussion the last couple of days about a blood test that you could have administered to find out when you were going to die, and the controversy that it brings about in terms of, let's say, the current healthcare situation and the discussion of those health care committees, supposedly, if somebody had their blood work done and they were told they're going to only live for 2 years and they're going before these committees to decide whether or not they would get treatment or not, you can see how this information would get misused. And I can't help but think that that's part of what we're talking about here in this critical PTS, if you want to call it that, the post-traumatic stress and dump the disorder. There is I said this before, I used the word denial. There is, and so what hope do these people have, especially if they're younger? The younger, you know, these troops that are coming back, they're 30 years old, some of them not even that old. So what do they have to look forward to for the rest of their lives? They could be dismissed because there's no hope, and that's kind of what I feel has gone on here. They're dismissed because these people think, yeah, you know what, they've already served their useful purpose, forget about it.
Right, and there is still that stigma, and I think it's getting better. And I think the military is finally, you know, saying to those men and women who come back and are severely mentally, emotionally, you know, anxiety, depression, suicide rate, 18 soldiers a day now, you know, committing suicide are the estimates.
Yeah.
But I believe that they are finally saying, look, you have to go get help. We will try not to hold this against you. The most important thing is you need to get, you know, consultation. You need to get, there's a whole bunch of different things out there. There's pharmacological solutions. There's non-pharmacological solutions. There's incredible therapies that are out there. But the problem is getting people to say, okay, it's not going to affect me as a soldier. It's not going to say I'm weak, that suddenly I can't sleep at night, that suddenly I'm not having good personal relationships. And sadly, it is all too common. And it doesn't just affect the warrior. It affects their family.
Yeah.
I mean, Doug, I tell everybody, I feel like, I feel so blessed. I have broken through with my dad, and that's why I've had all these experts on prisoners of war and also PTSD talking to me in the last 2 years. And I think in my case, I don't think I'm by far I'm any expert. I think I was just a persistent journalist who approached her father with love and one of the few who's broken through. And I have an amazing relationship with my dad. And
I
hope people reading the book, not whether they've been in war or not, will be inspired by this story, and it'll remind them to reach out to those they love.
The book is called Quiet Hero. The website is quiethero.org. Rita Cosby is well known for her work on Fox News Channel and MSNBC. She's a special correspondent now for Inside Edition. We'll spend a few more minutes with Rita and our focus on this problem, which needs to be on the front of our minds and not in the back of our minds. Good day. Time is 17 before the hour.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Data processing services owner, Andrew Sensenig.
I keep one eye on growth and the other on my checkbook. Hey, that's why I look to Sam's Club.
Selection, quality, low prices. It's how Sam's Club makes savings simple and helps grow your bottom line. Last year, members saved an average of 44% versus retail superstores on office supplies alone.
See the savings for yourself. I did.
Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th through 28th, and get a 10-week membership for just $10. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, Women Do Move the World. Women like Rita Cosby, Roberta, Jennifer, and Maria that I have here on this program. Sorry, Rich, you're not moving the world so
I'm
well
used to it.
Today. Yes. Rita has taken her passion and her relationship with her dad and given us a lot to think about here. What we've gotten it down to, though, is a focus on women who come back from the theater of war. And I really think this is the first time this has been addressed, or at least that I can put my finger on, Rita, because we think mostly of men being in the service, being on the front line. Now that's not the case. And so why would it be different for women than it is for men? Other than the fact that the Army, for the most part, or the armed service are run by men. So are they less likely to pay attention to women because of that, do you think?
Well, you know, you bring up a great question that sometimes, right, it slips through the cracks. And everybody handles stress differently. You know, women handle stress differently than men, I think, just typically. So you might see different symptoms in women than you see in men. And you think about not just, you know, women are also, they're leaving their children behind. And there are a lot of families today. People don't realize that, you know, in decades ago when we were sending our guys off to war, they were gone for X amount of time. Yeah. The amount of time that now some folks are deployed is five times what it was in wars past, because they keep going back. We're still in Iraq. We're still in Afghanistan. I know guys who are on their fourth or fifth deployment and have been gone. We're talking hundreds of days, men and women. And so families are often, you know, where the children are being taken care of by a grandmother or somebody else.
Yep.
So there's an incredible burden on these mothers who are going there overseas and coming back. And just as you said, whether it's a man or a woman, it is still very difficult to come forward and say, I need help.
Yeah.
Do they feel like maybe they weren't tough enough, you know, because they're staying up at night or they're having, you know, an appetite loss or they're having a tough time talking to people.
It manifests itself in different ways.
Absolutely. And the key is to get help. And I hope that this book is an inspiration, you know, to not just those who've been through war. But I'll tell you the most wonderful thing I got, Doug. I got an email from someone who said to me, I have not talked to my dad in 30 years. And I sent him your book and said, Dad, please, let's talk. And we're meeting for lunch tomorrow.
Cool.
And
when
you hear those kind of things, you realize you're doing something special.
That's the rub. Rita, good job. Thanks for visiting with us. Quiet Hero, Secrets from My Father's Past, quiethero.org by Rita. The focus on a lot of problems that we're not dealing with. That's a good thing. These things need to find the light of day. Talk to you again. Maybe we'll see you in a couple of weeks in New York City there, pal.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
and everybody,
man.
Remember, proceeds go to troops and their families. So it goes to a great cause if you buy the book.
Yep, we'll remember that. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. Get your free sample of Salon Pause. This is the patch that you want to put on wherever on your body there is a pain, an ache. It'll relieve it for 12 hours. You've never, ever tasted any, well, you never tried anything like this. You don't need it. You put it on where it aches.
Not good.
Salon Pause at DougSteffen.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An effort to go after big oil comes up short while allegations are made of price fixing at the pump. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A measure to strip about $2 billion in annual taxpayer subsidies from big oil fell short in the Senate. A procedural vote yesterday failed to reach the 60-vote threshold needed to move the Democratic legislation forward. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez said the five biggest oil companies do not need tax breaks, especially at a time of skyrocketing gas prices. Republicans insist that removing subsidies amounts to a tax hike, which will cost jobs and push gas prices even higher. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats think there might be some foul play at the gas pump. However, Bruce Vincent, chairman of the Independent Petroleum Association of America, says gas prices are determined by three things.
The price of oil is fundamentally rooted in the supply and demand, but also affected by the value of the dollar, also affected by political turmoil, particularly in the Middle East.
Senators Chuck Schumer of New York and Claire McCaskill of Missouri have joined other top Democrats in the Senate calling for a Federal Trade Commission investigation into allegations of price fixing by U.S. oil refiners. Schumer says a new report indicates that refiners have dropped production by 900,000 barrels a day compared to last year's output, while during the same period, profit margins have more than doubled. Bruce Vincent contends oil prices should not be a partisan political issue.
We turned it into a partisan issue when we started talking about solutions. We need to develop a long-term policy and stick to it through the political cycles and through the cycles of high and low prices.
Speaking of which, let's check those prices. The latest national AAA gas survey shows a gallon of regular now averaging $3.92. That's actually down 4 cents a gallon over the past week, and that provides more fuel for conspiracy theorists who say anytime Congress threatens to stick its nose into what's happening at the pump, prices suddenly flatten out or come down. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, "My son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test."
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles...
You've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows.
Or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand.
sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
A mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 69 points to 12,480. S&P down a fraction. NASDAQ up a point. Oil prices down 46 cents a barrel to $96.91. All eyes on the levees along the Mississippi River today. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers still waiting to see if the levees will hold as the river rises to record levels in the city of Vicksburg, Mississippi. The water level in Vicksburg already a foot higher than the previous record set back in 1927 and is expected to crest at more than 57 feet tomorrow. Everybody seems to be talking about the Arnold Schwarzenegger disclosure and revelation, the former California governor's bombshell that he had a child with a former household staff member, and it has led a leader of the California Democratic Party to call for an investigation. Eric Bauman wants the state's Fair Political Practices Committee to review Schwarzenegger's finances to see if he used state or campaign money to pay child support.
People of California have a right to know whether any state funds or whether any campaign contributions were used to facilitate the cover-up of a relationship in this child.
Bauman says Californians have been lied to and manipulated. Schwarzenegger and his wife, Maria Shriver, announced their separation last week. And finally, we bring you this entertainment icon.
Am I going to the board? All right, let me hear a timp.
Jerry Lewis has been going to the Timp and Tote for 45 years as host of the Labor Day MDA Telethon. Jerry has helped raise more than $2 billion over the years in the fight against muscular dystrophy. The 85-year-old Lewis issuing a statement a few days ago saying he was retiring as host. He'll make his final appearance on this year's shortened six-hour primetime broadcast on September 4th. In recent years, Jerry has battled several health problems, but he vowed to keep up the fight for his kids and will remain as MDA chairman. He also said he'll go out on this year's show performing his signature song.
You'll never walk alone.
All of us wish Jerry all the best with heartfelt thanks. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.